Wondery Plus subscribers can listen to Watcher Crappens ad-free right now. Join Wondery Plus in the Wondery app or on Apple Podcasts. Hi, everyone. Welcome back. This is part two of a two-part recap. If you're wondering where part one was, well, go check in the feed and be sure to subscribe so that way you always get your episodes. But enough of that. Let's get right back into the episode.
So Sierra's like, the pregnant lady is probably going to be Gabby. And Gabby's like, don't put that on me, especially in Jersey.
Don't say the P word in the new and the NJ state. So now Carl's talking to Lil, and he's like, hey, oh, so hot, I'm sweating right now, I gotta say hello, so I gotta cool off. And then people were drinking and enjoying it and everything, and people are eating stuff, and then Lil is talking to Sierra, saying that's just like small talk around the party. So finally Carl is like, you know what, so the plan is to have a space ready for January of 2025, but in the meantime our Sprinter van is going to be doing pop-ups all around the city, so get excited in the cold winter to stand outside on the sidewalk and drink some non-alcoholic drinks.
Let me tell you, the most popular time for people to want spritz, January, huge time. huge time. So Jesse, Gabby, and Paige all sit down and talk, and Jesse's being is like, hey guys, so gorgeous. So they get right into it, and Paige is like, so did you see Lexi this week? And he's like, no Paige. And she's like, well, did you or didn't you?
Yeah.
Did you miss her?
I missed her.
Did you go on a cute little date?
We went on our second or third date.
Did you tell her you sucked her toe? Let's just get to it. I'm bored with you. Your charm does not work on me.
I'm just staring at the dent in your chest. So he's like, I mean, listen, we both know that we're not pursuing other people.
Okay. All right. That's great. So like, do you want that? Like,
yeah, I want to give it a try. Like, I feel like I'm ready for it.
Wow. That was amazing how little conviction you have in that. That was like the OJ Simpson trial of answers. There was zero conviction.
And Gabby's like, so you had a talk about being exclusive. You really want that? You? And he's like, I mean, yeah. Like, listen, there's no guy on the planet who's going to be like, wow, can't wait to have sex with one woman for the rest of my life, right? I mean, go on. Like, no guy is going to think that.
Gabby's like, I think that's exactly what it's supposed to be. Like, that's the whole point.
And Paige is like, yeah, I think there's like maybe hundreds of guys like that, maybe even millions.
Yeah, but like, she made it clear the day that we met that she hooks up with people exclusively, and I want to respect that. And also, I made us exclusive so I can finally hook up with her. So, you know, if all the right reasons, and she makes me like not want to hook up with other people. Yeah.
Yeah. And Gabby calls it. She's like, okay, so you're saying that you're going to make her your girlfriend so you can fuck her. And he's like, well, and Paige goes, so you had sex? And he goes, Paige, she goes, oh my God, you did. I can tell. You did. I can tell. And he's like, I don't want to kiss and tell, guys, unless it's Emerald. I'll do that. But basically, I don't want to. And I think this is the danger with the whole, like, don't put out until you're married to a guy. Like, that's like a very old fashioned thing, but like, don't put out until you've got commitment from a guy. That is the dangerous part of it. Is that they're going to be on their best behavior until they get it, and then they'll switch, you know? Mm. Part of me is like, just fuck someone. I mean, not necessarily immediately, but soon. Don't make it as big of a deal so you can see their real personality after they get what they want, you know?
Yeah. Do like three dates or something, just because if you do it on the first date, it's not a slutty thing. It's just more like, then you just won't hear from them again, probably. And so this way you can, because guys are awful. And so this way, at least you can get like two more free meals out of it and then maybe learn about them.
Since when is dating like that? You get free meals out of shit. God.
Well, I think in straight dating, you're supposed to, like, the guy's supposed to pay for the meal. Yeah.
Shit, I date more.
You know, gender roles, they're all those straight people are fucked up with their gender roles. That's why they all go nuts. Mm. You know, guys are like, I'm not supporting my family. I'm not supporting my wife. But gay guys can just be like,
are you going to Sondheim tonight? You know, so it's great.
Yeah, we can be like, oh my God, I'm not supporting a family or a wife. Yes, queen, yes!
I know. Why do you think all these straight relationships go so berserk? Because it's always like a guy who's like, I'm 42 and I haven't gotten to where I want to be to sport, because I've got to be a guy. I got to be a man, sports my wife and my kids and everything. And then the wife's got to be like, I want to have my kids, you know? So they all have they just have a disaster. But like, if you're gay, you can just go to brunch. If you're gay, just go to brunch and deal with your self-loathing. That's it.
No.
You know?
So then Paige is like, wow, look at that random guy there, sitting there. You don't want to kiss and tell in front of him. That's for sure.
Jesse's like, yeah, I can't say anything in front of that guy. Like, I mean, you look trustworthy, but we don't really know you yet. All right.
So he's uncomfortable, and he does not like that they're questioning him on camera either. Like, he's very visibly not loving this, because he sees what's like coming and he deserves it. He deserves
every bit of
what's coming.
And they're poking a hole in his like carefully crafted veneer. So then Emeril's talking to Bailey, because he knows that like if he tells anything to Bailey, it's going to go into the vault, because no one talks to Bailey. He's like, I'll just tell you something. It'll just go off into nowhere. So Bailey's like, so how is it in the house?
I think he's purposely telling Bailey so she'll go immediately tell Lexi.
No, I'm just joking.
That's Lexi's friend. Oh,
I'm just joking, because she's like
my sarcasm on the show. It was off then, sorry.
Yeah, sorry, I cranked it up to 10 there.
You were so serious. Yeah, I was like, what?
No, the joke is that Bailey, like, no one.
Yeah, I get it now. Yeah, but I was like, huh?
So here's what I was thinking. When I came up with the joke, I was like, well, here's the concept.
No, it was my bad.
Sorry. I was like, there's Bailey. Okay, so Emeril is talking and he's like, yeah, we were in bed and I brought two girls back and we were in bed and we were all naked. And then Jesse barged in and he's drunk and he just like, well, just ended with him getting his toes sucked, but like playfully, you know? And then like, he didn't do anything, but like, you know, so I got to bring that up to him. You know, I should have brought it up Sunday, but my brain was dead. So I don't think Lexi's going to like that. That's not great. Anyway, glad you got all this information. Enjoy and feel free to share it with Lexi.
So then back to the other convo, Paige is like, did you or did you not have sex? Jesus Christ. It's like asking Craig, did you or did you not make that banana loaf bread? Can I just get an answer? And he's like, yeah, we had sex. She's like, I knew that he didn't make that banana bread. I knew it.
You're being so Jesse Solomon right now. It's like crazy how Jesse Solomon you're being, and you're not even singing yet. He's like, yeah, well, it can only be me. Well, did you tell Sierra? He's like, what? But like, it just happened the night before last. And she's like, I was making a joke because you guys were flirting. You know, last weekend, if Lexi were here, you would have had your balls chopped off and it would have been hilarious. 1000%.
Yeah. Like, Jesse, you were like acting crazy with Sierra. You were like seriously flirting with Sierra. And he's like, oh, we were just being friends. And so we cut to last weekend where he's totally flirting with Sierra. You know, he's like, wow, sorry, and touching your leg there. God damn. Sorry, you're a 10. Sorry.
Yeah. So Jesse is like, yeah, I mean, what is she saying? And she's like, nothing, but I have eyes and I'm not an idiot. Although apparently I didn't have eyes when I looked at Craig the first time and said, good, I wanted to waste 3 years with this person. So Gabby's like, yeah, we all saw it. We all have eyes and everyone saw it. Everyone in the house saw it. Yeah. And I have a brain too. I just want to add. Yeah. And I have ears and I've got like lips and eyes. And yeah, it's like, are we comparing body parts right now? I think we are. Okay, let's get out of this loop.
Yeah. So then we get Carl's speech. Carl's like, everybody, is this thing on? I need a microphone. I don't know how many people hear, but we're in New Jersey, so I just want to make sure you can hear me. Okay. Hey, everybody. Thank you. God, hold on. I'm sweating a little bit. I'm only one sweating here. God, it's crazy. But I just want everyone, like, I started this business for many reasons. One, Lindsay was mean to my mom. Mom, that one was for you.
She's like, yeah, she was mean to me. Fuck that bitch.
All right. Number two, I don't drink anymore. So that's a huge thing. I just want life to be more soft. You know what I'm saying? So
it's all soft together. Yeah.
I want a drink that represents my penis when I'm with Lindsay. Okay. Thanks. That was for you, Mom. That was for you.
Well, it's great to have everyone here at the Friends and Family Launch a Soft Bar. We're halfway there, living on a prayer. Reference to New Jersey, John Bon Jovi.
couldn't make it today, unfortunately. Too bad. Anyway, I just want to say that, like, working for an alcohol brand, Loverboy, we launched Loverboy non-alcohol, NA, as some people call it, and I had this epiphany last year, and I went into one of those stores that sell Loverboy non-alc, but they don't have anywhere you can sit and enjoy them. I'm like, yeah, no 7-Elevens have a place to sit and enjoy anything.
I was like, wait, where is the non-alcoholic stuff in this fridge?
It's called Sprite, babe.
Wait a second. Where's the cafe area of this Walgreens?
And that's why I'm launching tables. And people can sit at them if they want to.
Yeah. They're called soft tables. And they don't really stand up, but they're soft and they're nice. So anyway, so Brian and I hit it off about 6 months ago, and we started workshopping this concept of tables and chairs in a 7-Eleven. And that didn't work out. But either way, I'm very passionate about this space because I've seen, like, people not only like myself in recovery needing an option and needing alternatives, but I've seen people that are pregnant, wild, raging bitches who are pregnant, who are mean and don't answer phone calls and are, like, really cruel to people who broke up with them. And there's space for them. They need to have a space to be able to drink things.
Listen, people who have railed against brick and mortar, even they deserve a chance to sit in a 7-Eleven and drink some non-alc. All right? So here we go. Soft.
People.
Everybody. Oh, sorry. Go ahead. Go ahead,
Nate. I was just going to say, people who are really nasty human beings but give really good, hard, and tender hugs, they deserve a place to drink and to sit while they do it.
Everybody, this has been an amazing ride in the van. From Manhattan, which is where we came from. So thanks, van. Everybody should get a van, really. Thanks for coming. Okay. Yeah. If anybody has a new twist on paper towels, I would buy some right now because I'm really sweating like a dog. So that would be great. Thanks.
So after this, while Carl goes off to towel down his layer of sweat, Gabby and Bailey sit on lawn chairs. So Bailey's going to get to actually be in like a group convo, which is very exciting. And Jesse sits down. He's holding two drinks. And Sierra's like, Jesse, are you double fisting? And I was like, enough about the foursome, okay? Can we just, like, talk about the scene?
Well, I figured I'm mixing water. You know, I'm getting loopy from all the benefits. And that's what's going on here. And so Bailey's like, yeah, I heard about the toe sucking. So that was...
good for you,
Sierra's
Bailey.
Like, wait, what? Ew, gross.
Well, I went into Emerald's room to see who he was having a threesome with. Which, by the way, I feel like not enough time has been also spent with the idea that he just walked into a threesome. Like, I actually think that's, like, it's crazy. It's also, like, it's inappropriate. Like, they're having sexy times. You don't just, like, walk in on people having sex. Although I know that it's, like I guess in a porno, like, you would do that. And I guess people do it. But I just kind of think there's a little bit of a boundary issue there, too, where he's just like, well, I want to see who was having sex. So I just walked in.
I know. Actually, when Emerald was saying, yeah, you know, Bailey, he just, like, walked in while we were having a threesome. And I need to talk to him about that. I thought he meant, like, you can't just walk in the room when I'm banging two chicks, bro. But yeah. Then he made it sound like he was talking about Lexi not liking it. So I was like, I would actually rather a conversation of general manners. Like, if you know I'm having sex, maybe don't walk in, especially when there's camera crews in the house and I'm fucking two arrows. You know,
I also just feel like it's more respectful to the women. Like, it's a little disrespectful to the women because they made a choice that they wanted to have a threesome with Emerald, but they didn't say, and I want someone, a stranger, to walk in and sit down and watch us. Like, I actually think it sounds like everything was ultimately fine and consensual and everything, but I just think it's like, why do you think it's, like, cool just to walk into a room where there's a threesome going on? Let them, you know, do their thing.
It's bad fucking etiquette. Bro, yeah. Get it together. So he says, I walked into his room to see who he was having a threesome with, and then they were like, jump in. So I was like, no, tell us as much as you're going to get, ladies. Sorry, just the toe. So Sierra's like, ooh. So she said, can I put your toe in your mouth? And you said, okay. And he's like, yeah, you know, it's like everyone was drunk. It was like a casual toe suck. You know, like, come on, big deal.
Oh. Okay, casual toe suck. Yeah, I mean, somebody just happened to put their mouth on my toe. And I said, like, that's as far as you can go. And Bailey's like, did you think how Lexi would feel? Because are y'all dating now? Is it official? Because, by the way, you're on speakerphone with her right now, just so you know.
He's like, well, it's pretty exclusive. Yeah, but can she get her toe sucked by other men? Because, you know, good damn and well, that's a no. Okay, and look at that smile, Jesse Solomon. You already fucked up, my guy. So Jesse's like, I mean, I thought Emerald was cool. Apparently not. Dude, you were on camera doing it. Yeah. Like, that's what cracks me up. He just thinks he's just never going to tell her. And then by the time he's fucked her, got what he wants, and it's the reunion, it won't matter anymore because it'll already be broken up. This guy's so slimy. He's just such a fucking slime ball. Gross.
My favorite thing is that when Jesse Solomon, when his smile, like when he is like a bad thing dawns on him, when his smile slowly like fades into like this frown, because he also, as big as his smile is, his frown is equally as big, and whenever his smile goes all the way down into a frown, it is so funny to me because it always happens very slowly, and then he's like
and his teeth are like still both showing, both rows are still showing too, which is funny.
Like when the term crestfallen is based off of him, because it looks like a moon literally fell onto his chin. So Jesse's like, I already said this part. Well, I feel like I had such a good weekend and I was like such a good boy. And now everything's being like, you're flirting with Ciara and you're getting your so talked. Because he did both those things, by the way. So that's why people are saying that. So anyway, so Jesse's like, the toe sucking in my mind is just like not a thing. Like, what I think is an actual big deal is people thinking up there with Ciara. So I got to tell Lexi about this like right away.
Yeah, you think? So he goes, great chatting, guys. Really great chatting. Sarah goes, yeah, toe sucker. Good chat. So then Jesse immediately whips out his phone and texts Lexi, hey, I miss you. Miss you. Just in case she's getting miss any you. Text from Bailey or anything else. That's his cover. So then we go to Lexi. I'm showing up to a photo shoot with Andrew the photographer and my mom and my sister.
I started modeling really young, which is exactly why I started getting bullied for being a model. And so, like, naturally, my parents and my sister were always kind of involved in my career and from like, giving me free advice. And, like, I used to have managers all over the world, Milan, Paris, New York, and recently I got rid of all of them. And now it's just, like, my mom and my sister are just, like, so fluid.
Yeah, because they'll, like, get boxes from a brand and they open them first and then they give them to me. So it's, like, so great to have them there because like I'm already with them, so like I could get a box and let's say like what if I don't know how to open a box but my sister does and then she passes me what's inside the box, like I don't even have to touch cardboard anymore.
Like when I'm like thinking about like what kind of makeup I want to put on, I just put it on my sister first, and that's why she has like 10 layers of makeup on at any given time, because we're just like trying different things out on her before me. It's like perfect.
It's time for a commercial. It's time for a Crappens commercial.
Have you ever wondered how a circus performer could become the most powerful woman in the Byzantine Empire?
Even the Royals is a podcast from Wondery that pulls back the curtain on royal families, from ancient empires to modern monarchs, to show you the darker side of what it means to be royalty.
Before she ruled an empire, Theodora was a teen sensation in circus shows, featuring dancing bears, burlesque performers, and blood-soaked chariot races. But when her star came crashing down, she clawed her way from rock bottom to the very top, using everything from comedy to espionage to get there.
Empress Theodora didn't just survive. She revolutionized women's rights across the Byzantine Empire, like changing laws to let women divorce men, own property, and bring abusive men to justice. For all her work in pioneering, she's remembered as the most powerful Byzantine empress in history.
Follow Even the Royals on the Wondery app or wherever you get your podcasts. You can listen to Even the Royals early and ad-free by joining Wondery Plus.
So she does her photo shoot in Jesse's lucky underwear, which is so sad.
I missed that.
And meanwhile, she gets a text from Jesse and she looks sad and she's like,
I mean, I've always seen like Ciara and Jesse as like brother-sister. So like I've never watched anything White Lotus, so to me that's just sounds like totally normal and fine, but I've never seen them flirt, so this whole thing of everybody being like, oh my god, they're flirting, like that's weird, because like that's not something that's like even in my head. It's like math.
So now we are back at the soft party. The soft party is still going. So then some of the women are asking Lil how she knows Carl. And Lil's like, well, he met like my whole family because my dad always goes to NYCFC games. And then they like became like buddies. And then I slid into his DMs and I was like, think of a number. Okay. Now, tell me the number you're thinking of. Is it the number 47? And he said, no. And I said, is it the number 63? He said, no. I said, is it 105? It went on for about 2 hours. And finally, he just told me his number. But anyway, working on the magic, but we did feel chemistry in that moment.
And Gabby's like, wait, so that was last summer, right? She goes, yeah. So, and Emerald's like, yeah, the NYFC game. She goes, yeah, that's when it was. So Gabby's like, ding, 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 math, beautiful, beautiful mind, you know, equations going all over. She's like, wait a minute. So you're saying last summer, when Lindsay and Carl were still very much engaged, he met your parents and then you slid into his DMs? That's suspicious. That's suspicious. Mm.
It is. Also, I had it in my mind that Carl went to like a local community softball game, and I did not realize it was like an actual proper professional sporting event. So in my mind, he was just at like some
I love the softball idea game and like driving up to some kid's softball game in a van. Like, hey guys, hey, it's just me, the soft guy, soft peddler. Okay.
But it was actually a professional soccer game.
Yeah. So on Reddit, sorry, I'm saying this like 20 times recap, but it's all I read. So there was a screenshot of Lil posting. She's like getting into the mix now. And she's like, what can you people read? Okay. October is after the summer. And she posts the DM where she slid into Carl's DMs. And it says like October 22nd. So, okay. But then why in this episode are we seeing Gabby saying, so that was last summer, right? And then Lil saying yes. Why? Mm. Is it because they edited Magician something Summer. Shady in there? Yeah, maybe it was like shady editing, but I don't know. There's a big mystery of the week.
Yeah, that is odd. Either way, though, Carl has definitely gotten a lot of mileage out of saying that he's like, he needs to heal. He can't be around people. He hasn't even been thinking like that. But clearly he was ready to roll in October, like a few weeks later. And ready to flirt and get out on the town. So he still is peddling a narrative that he's like this, he's been damaged, even though he was the one who dumped. And then, and that he is just like, he's in such a tender place and he's got to take things very slowly. But he was ready playing the field, right, as you know, very quickly.
Oh, literally, because it was a game. It was a sports game. Oh, thank you, man. So then, now we go to kickball. West is throwing a big kickball event because it's like trendy, and West is nothing if not youthful. Okay, thankfully he's not wearing a tennis sweater and a scarf on his head. So I will thank him for that one. He does still have stupid hair though. So we'll see where this leads. It's a group playing kickball.
So his whole thing is that they played kickball like last year and they all had a really fun time. And Sierra was like, yeah, that was fun. So he was hoping that this time he was like, I'm going to do another kickball game and Sierra will come and then they'll be teammates and then he'll cheer her on and maybe she'll cheer him on. And then he's like, but I won't do a butt slap because like maybe like, but maybe I'll do like a fist bump or something like that. So just like his elaborate plan to make her like him again. And it's obviously going to fail because ultimately Sierra's like, yeah, I'm not going to come.
Yeah. So. And he's like, well, I guess she still feels like some kind of way. Like Jesse said, I just wish she was here so she could get over the fact that I wouldn't date her. That seems to really have crushed her.
So he's like, well, whatever I was doing in the house is clearly not that effective. So I think it's just like going to be like me, like it's just time for me to be me and have fun and get like my fucking mojo back, bitches.
So he says that he texted his mom to ask what position pregnant ladies can play. And Lindsay's like, I'll play the same position that I played in my relationship with Carl. No catcher.
Yeah. And so then Gabby's like, I don't know who in the universe I pissed off to warrant going to New Jersey and then spending an afternoon playing kickball in the same week. Please no more of this. Please no more.
This is like Gabby's best episode of the year so far.
I agree.
She's so funny. She's this episode.
She's been so quiet all season, but like this episode, she is speaking to my soul.
So they make teams and stuff, and Lindsay and Gabby are talking, and she's like, "What? How was that? Like, how was that? Like, whatever you went to? Like, I don't even know what to call it." And Gabby's like, "It was like a friends and family soft opening thing in New Jersey."
And so Lindsay's the way Lindsay goes in on this was so funny. She's like,
I mean, there's a lot of reasons why I didn't go, but like most of which I've like already wasted so much time on this man. Like, I'm not gonna waste 2 hours there, 2 hours back for something that's like not even opening. Like, I don't need to like once again celebrate you talking about doing something in the future. Like, it's still an inaction and he wasted more money. I just like, I can't.
I was like, oh my god, she's so, I didn't even think about that, but it's true. Like, it's just more money spent on something that's like not even opening. This isn't an opening. This is just something to, you know, to say that you're doing something, but you're not actually doing anything.
Well, in his defense, which I can't even believe I'm going to defend him, but in his defense, you know, he's starting small. He's starting with what he can afford. The van, he's got the drinks, he's got the ice. So that's something. And he's putting it on TV to hopefully raise some money from viewers, which apparently
he does have partners. Business
plan. Yeah.
It's not unlike Sonia Morgan's whole like friends and family fashion show that she did, though. And then, well, to be fair, Sonia did finally get into that, into like, what was it? Century 21, and then Century 21 closed.
Yeah.
So anyway, Gabby is like, yeah, she's like, yeah, it was an expensive event. I mean, like, he, and I appreciate that he had a ceviche, and he's like, ceviche, okay. And there was burrata and there was shrimp. She's like, okay, great. Like, all the things I can't eat. Perfect. Perfect.
Man, pregnant ladies really get the short end of this. God, that was a whistle. Sorry, that was my gay whistle. I really just whistled in people's ears. Tell your dogs I'm sorry. It's a gay person that they're listening to. But, you know, pregnant women get the short end of the stick. Like, no burrata, no shrimp, no. Come on, there's too much. There's too much of a list. I mean, how did my mom have a carton of Benson and Hedges and a fucking bottle of wine every day? You know, and I mean, I guess I'm not fine, but still.
I was talking to my friend Laura, who just had a baby, and I was like, oh, are you so glad you could eat sushi again? Because like, that's what everyone says, like, oh my god, I had to go 9 months, I couldn't have sushi, I couldn't have like soft cheeses and stuff. She goes no, she's like, I just wanted to have cold cuts. I couldn't have cold cuts for 9 months. And I just thought that was so funny.
You can't have cold cuts. Oh my
no, god, you can't.
No wonder babies come out crying. God, they can't have fucking anything. Cigarettes, alcohol, cold cuts, burrata, damn.
That's why Jennifer Aiden was such a monster in Jersey Mike's, because she was like tapping into her infant self, being like, hey, baby, I haven't had cold cuts in 9 months. Give me something now, baby.
So Lindsay's like, wow, didn't think of pregnant women at all. And Gabby says, well, he said this off bar is like for pregnant women. And he said he wants pregnant women to be there. And Lindsay's like, no, he did not. No, he did not. Oh my God. Okay. Did the girl show up? Didn't the girl show up? Did she have cards in her purse?
Gabby's like, yeah. And she goes, yeah, she was like, Carl and my parents met a soccer game like last year, and then I slid into his DMs, and I was like, and then so Gabby pulls down her Uchi sunglasses, because she had to mark out the G, I guess. But she was like, you can tell, she was like, I am not going to mark out all of the Gucci. I spent like $1,000 on these sunglasses. You're going to see that these are Gucci. So
why would they have to mark that down? They show brands on every show on Bravo.
That's well, weird. The G was missing because it said Uchi on the side. And I'm assuming she put some tape on it, on the G. It said UCCI. So unless that was like a protest.
The protest. I'll still wear your glasses. I'm just going to change the name of them.
Just a protest about how she didn't get to go to Italy for the wedding, maybe.
Yeah. Or how pregnant women can't eat Uchi. So Lindsay's like, okay, did she say when this was? We need to make a timeline. And she's like, she said summer. So they're like, oh my god, the math. And she's like, wait a minute, there was 1 week the last of us being together after the soccer game and before we broke up. Okay, are you following? I'm not really. What soccer game? The soccer game they're talking about?
Yeah, the one, like when Carl went to the soccer game. So she's like, yeah, so we went to the soccer game, which I thought was a softball game. And I went to his room and gave him a hug. And he was like, harder, harder, harder. So we had to do that for 10 minutes. And then like on the phone, he had a DM open. And then like somebody was there with like a phone number, and he swiped out of the DM like immediately. So now I know, now it's all making sense to me. Like before you've even broken up with me, like maybe he's gone around, Gabby, and been like, oh, I'm such a victim. Like I haven't moved on. But like,
whatever. Like, bitch, you've been talking to a girl since you first broke up with me.
No, once again, you're gaslighting everyone, and you're a fucking fraud, you're a fucking loony, you're a fucking liar, and now I'm adding cheater to your fucking resume. And that's literally all that's on his resume. He's done nothing. I know. He doesn't even have came up with the idea of pirate party on his resume because I came up with that.
And so she's like, if you have a girl who's sliding into your DMs before you've even broken up and you're still engaged to walk down the aisle in 2 months, that's the kind of girl you want to bring around. Well, which is like rude that Lindsay is now like shaming the girl. Shame Carl. But she's like, you want to sit there to the world and lie to the world, being like, I didn't even know what I was going to walk into that breakup conversation. And she's right, because that whole thing that Carl said, like, I didn't even know. I like walked up there. I was like, I didn't even know what I'm going to do. It's like, you knew, you were already talking with Lil, and you're just like maintaining this image to the world that you're just like,
Poor Carl. So then we see a flashback to the reunion where Andy's asking Carl if it was his intention to break up with Lindsay when he had that conversation on camera. And he's like, oh, no, I wanted to get on the same page and I hoped it would go a little differently.
See what I did there? Ronnie's winking to the camera for people who only listen with audio.
Oh, hopefully they could just hear that in their heads, so don't worry about that.
So Lindsay's like, motherfucker, you knew you were already talking to somebody and her parents.
So she Gabby's is like, are you going to confront him now?
Yeah. Oh, it's great. I love Lindsay being mad. And so she's like, fuck yeah, I'm going to confront him about it. Like, are you kidding me? I have nothing to lose. I don't need to protect his ass anymore. He's a monster.
Now other people come to the games and they actually start playing
with Bailey.
Kickball.
Bailey gets invited to the Bailey had two scenes in a row. She had two different locations she got to go to this episode. It's wild.
Yeah, so she does that, and then Wes finds out Sierra's not coming, and he's like, oh, that's a bummer. You know, I miss being cool with her, you know. I just don't want to be the reason other people aren't having fun. So, like, I'm clearly uncomfortable not being friends. So then Carl comes over and he's like, hey, Lindsay. Hey, everybody. Hey, everybody. Stuff, Carl. Hey, Lindsay. High five. Oh, high five, Lindsay. Oh, high five.
Softly, please. Softly.
She's like, not today. Soft five.
Not today. I'm okay, thanks. Not today.
He's like, all right, not today. That was pretty hard to take, and I needed to be softer, but that's okay.
It was pretty cold, you know. I tried to give her a soft five, and she said, I'm okay. Like, okay. And Wes is like, that's tough, man. Sierra won't get over the fact that I won't date her, so that's going on too dark. Oh my god. Poor us. Yes. Poor guys on the show. God, we're taking it so hard for the women on the show, aren't we, bro? It's like, yeah.
You need to take us off. So then more people arrive, and Paige is like, I can't believe Kyle and Amanda are in Italy, and I'm here playing kickball with you guys. This makes me actually almost want to call up Craig and hang out. Just kidding. Never.
I'd rather die ball. Okay, that's what I'm playing today.
I have a question. Can we invite Craig here and put him right in front of home base so that way every time someone kicks the ball, it just hits him right in the nose? Ugh, that'd be wonderful.
So Lindsay catches Paige up on the goss. She's like, and in August, he went to that soccer game. They were DMing each other before he ever broke up with me and his mother. And
Paige, on the machine, Paige. On the machine.
Paige is loving this. She's like, oh, wow. And she goes, yeah, fucking wow. But I'm the villain and you're lying to everyone about you're such a victim. Oh, my God. So
it's so good. Now, I feel like for some reason on Summer House, whenever they gossip, I feel like I'm part of the gossip. I'm always like, oh my God. I'm like, I don't know. No other show gives this effect to me, but for some reason on Summer House, when they sit down and they're like, guess what I just heard? Isn't this terrible? I always feel like I'm just sitting there receiving the gossip myself. Mm-hmm. It's my own parasocial bullshit. Mm-hmm.
So Jesse and Carl and Emeril, all the guys are talking, and they're talking about the new girl, Lil. And Emeril's like, yeah, she is pretty quirky, huh? And he goes, yeah, she's got a lot of great energy. She wears safety pins on purpose. And, you know, she's attractive. But, you know, like in my head, I'm comparing myself to the Orgy Beast. Orgy Beast Emeril over here. So that's kind of rough. But
And Jesse's like, nobody can compare it to the Orgy Beast. Oh, Solomon Beast.
West Beast. Oh, I can do it too, guys. Salton. Westling Beast. Oh, I'm so good at this. I'm like young again.
Yeah, well, I'm just a one woman man now, you know, so I'm not really a beast anymore. And they're like, oh my God, wait a minute. And so Emerald says, so wait, last Sunday I had a threesome, right? And we're in bed. And then I hear a knock and guess who comes in? It's this fucking guy. And he's like, yeah, I busted my ass in there. Of course I did. You know, I made it clear I wasn't getting involved. I just sat on the edge of the bed, you know, just wanted to watch and kind of jerk off into my sock.
Yeah, seriously. So then Paige is like, by the way, I have some more gossip. This is just like an amazing day, Bailey. I'm just like so hashtag excited that you're here for this moment. But last weekend at the party, Emerald, Lindsay's like, oh yeah, I found out. Then like Jesse wanted to watch. Even I found out about it. And Bailey's like, oh yeah. And he got his toe sucked. And Lexi's like, Jesse got his toe sucked. Cause I forgot that Lexi's actually there now. She's like, oh my God. And so she's did not know about this and she's not happy.
Yeah, she's not liking it. And then back to the boys, Jesse's like, I don't think I was the one who said suck my toe. And Emerald's like, no, I said it, but you didn't stop it, you know? And also, you went into a fucking threesome to jerk off, dude. Yeah. Like, come on. Yeah. So then now we see Lexi staring at Jesse from across the kickball field. And Emerald's like, yeah, so, you know, Lexi might find out about this. And he goes, I guess I have to bring it up now, you know? Thanks, guys.
Yeah. So the girl's page is like, so he conveniently left it at the toe sucking, huh? And Bailey's like, well, I feel like he should have said something, you know? And Lexi's like, yeah, it's like weird.
Yeah, like and I believed him because as Sabrina Carpenter would say, I believed a boy. I guess I had bad taste.
So Lexi's like, all week long, like he's been like the boyfriend from freaking heaven, and like being like he's like so loyal to me, like when I was away, like he missed me like so much, and like he wants me to be like his girlfriend, and especially with the whole like sleeping together thing, I felt like really safe with him. So now like knowing that he has this information and like he lied to me, it just like makes me feel like really icky.
So now they play some kickball. Lindsay and Lexi are in the outfield and they have a little chat. And Lexi's like,
I mean, like, he didn't tell me on top of it. Like, I think that's so weird. And then now everyone's like, oh my God, he's flirting with Sierra. But he like told me, but he's like, I don't want you to think it was a thing, you know, because she's like my sister, right? And there's like banter.
And Lindsay goes, yeah, but there was like a lot of flirting with Sierra that happened. Like I was there, but I heard that he told her it would have been different. Like, you know, if you met me before West last summer, which also did happen. And mm-hmm. So Lexi is getting more and more pissed. Yeah. So now she's like, I'm gonna kick this ball really hard now.
And Jesse's like, wait, can I give you some advice? Because you're a girl and don't understand sports. She's like,
yeah, we know.
So Lexi's starting to like ice out Jesse a little bit. And so then Jesse's like, hey, Lindsay, what is she mad about?
Well, I think everything that happened last weekend, that someone sucked your toe and like the whole like thing, that's kind of like weird, by the way. I'll give you that.
But it wasn't a sexual toe suck. It was, what would Carl say? A mindful toe suck.
Yeah, it's just like a prank, you know? So then Jesse goes up to Lexi and he's like, there's no reason to be mad, I promise. And she's like,
If you didn't think it was weird, you would have told me. But like, we can finish this conversation later, okay? You'll have to do it through my sister.
So they play the rest of the game and stuff, and they win. Paige's team wins, and she's like, I am the backbone of this entire team, and I get shit done. So put some freaking respect on my name.
There were some pretty good highlights. I mean, Wes had a very impressive like dive and roll to catch a ball. And there was like, at one point they're like, is there just going to be a montage of Emerald catching balls? Because he was catching that ball a lot. Like every time that ball went off, like he was just somehow there catching it. And I was just thinking about how I would be so bad at it. Like my highlight reel would be the exact opposite. We always joke about this, how we put our hands up like this. And yes, that would be
me. Even when
like,
you throw me keys, I do this. It's like there's
that red ball comes face. At me. It's bouncing off my fingertips. Yeah. So now Lindsay is like, oh, poor Lexi. She's not having a good time. And then they all laugh. So
and Lexi goes,
oh, my God, I'm sweating. I didn't even know that I sweat.
So now Emerald's like, They're sort of like, it's like post game and everything. And Lindsay's saying that she's going to hold off saying anything to Carl right now because she's smart and she knows that's more effective if she says it over dinner at the summer house, right? She's like, it's just like not the time. And I just like need to make sure like no one else says anything to him so that he can like get his story like straight. So we can have like a proper, really good argument that can like kind of break the internet, you know? So we're just going to wait.
Well, there's a good chance that they will now because you wouldn't give them a high five and everything else. So then now Gabby is talking to Lexi and Jesse walks up and he's like, can I talk to her? She says, if you want, like alone. She's like, oh, okay. So she has to walk off. I like that she's always there to like guard the girls. So then they start having the conversation and he says it was a non thing. It was just funny. And she's like, but
what about you telling Sierra that if she didn't date Wes last year, you guys probably would have been together?
He's like, that's not exactly what I said, but it was pretty close.
That's
and we pretty see much a clip of it to prove that it was pretty much.
So Jesse's like, and we see in the clip, and it's Jesse saying like, hey, so why didn't you give me a chance? And she's like, well, because, you know, like, well, why didn't you try? Like the whole thing with the dibs. So then Lexi's like, I would never say that to Wes or Carl. Like, I would never be like, damn, if Jesse wasn't here the first weekend, things might have been different with you and I. He's like, yeah, but it was like more of a joke, you know. Okay. Which, by the way, that excuse is going to get, it's going to get old really quickly for her. I'm going to tell you that right now.
Yeah.
If it hasn't already.
Yeah. So she doesn't just take that, you know, as she's just like, well, first we cut to Lindsay and West talking about, basically they're all watching them talk, you know, and, how they're mad, how she's mad that he was flirting with Sierra. And West is like, yeah, but they've always acted like that. Yeah. But he didn't have a girlfriend at that.
Yeah. Point.
Stupid.
Yeah.
So then we go back to Lexi and Jesse, and she's like, you know, you're not telling me all this stuff and you're embarrassing me. And now I'm hearing all this information and not from you, who I'm supposed to trust the most after knowing you for 2 weeks. I mean, what the hell?
She's married. Like, so just so you know, my brand are famous Nepo babies that I date, and I am slumming it with you. You're just on a reality show and you're tall. So like, don't do this again. Because I have better options.
I've broken up with way hotter, richer people than you.
Okay. Yeah, that's what I wanted her to say. He's like, yeah, I appreciate that. It's just like an adjustment for me because you mean a lot.
Oh, here we go.
I want you to trust me. I won't let it happen.
Because he's already gotten it. I told you it was going to be hard for me to just date one person. I'm just a work in progress. I've never committed before. What is it?
It's just like mean? A lot.
You
I've
can't
never
say
done this
I didn't
before.
Warn you.
I'm just like really shielded and like I'm scared to open up and maybe I do things to like sabotage myself.
Yeah.
I'm just like, all the bullshit.
It still makes my heart hurt. As Sabrina Carpenter would say, thumbs. Thumbs.
Well, that was the end of the episode, which I loved. Thank you all for being here. And the next Summer House episode, as a reminder, will it's going to be in Chicago next Sunday. So thanks, everyone, for listening. And we'll catch you on the next episode. Bye.
Bye.
Watch What Crappens would like to thank its premium sponsors.
Ain't no thing like Allison King.
Our way is the Amber way.
It's the Foster and the Furious. It's Amanda Foster. It's Always Automatic with Ashley Otto.
Ashley Savoni, she don't take no baloney.
Put your hands together for Carly Clapp.
Catherine DiBernardo has our hardo.
Get on the right foot with Chrissy Offutt.
Dana C. Dana Do.
She's not just a Sheila, she's a Daniela. Etchels.
We never miss her call, it's Diane Call.
Erin McNicholas, she don't miss no trickolas.
Hava Nagila Weber.
You'll never hide from Heidi Eleanor Jones.
I go, you go, we all go for Hugo.
Jamie, she has no less namey.
We could all learn from Jennifer Kearns.
She's our kind of mess, it's Jennifer Messer.
Sip some scotch with Jessica Trotch.
Knock, knock, knocking on Katie Manock's door.
She's our favorite streamer, Caroline Peacock.
Kristen the Piston Anderson.
Get a bee in your bonnet with Lacey B.
Bringing the funk, it's Leslie Plunkett.
She gets an A from us, it's Lindsay D.
Let's give a kisserino to Lisa Lino.
Fresh as a daisy, it's Maisie McHenry.
We love her on the rocks, it's Melissa Cox.
Megan Berg. You can't have a burger without the Berg.
This is Livin' with Michelle Vivian.
I love a ya, Olivia Williamson. Tastier than Flanderson, it's Rachel Manderson.
She sure is swell, it's Raquel.
Yes, we canna, it's Savannah.
Cast a spell with Shannon Spellman.
Let's share with Sharon Eldridge.
The Bay Area Betches. Betches.
And our super premium sponsors.
She's VVIP, it's Amanda V. Can't lose when you're with Amy Baldwin.
Somebody get us 10 cc's of Betsy MD.
We're taking the gold with Brenda Silva.
Let's get real with Caitlin O'Neill.
Don't get salty with Christine Pepper. Can't have a meal without the Emily Sides.
Let's go into the woods with Guy Tubbs.
Who, what, why, where, and Gwen Pentland.
It's our queen, it's Queen Laifa.
Nobody holds a candle to Jamie Kendall.
Know your worth with Jason Kurth.
We got our wish, it's Jen Plish.
She's not harsh, she's Jill Hirsch.
She's a little bit loony, Junie. My favorite Murdo, Karen McMurdo.
She gets an A, it's Kelly B.
We love him madly, it's Kyle Pod Chadley.
We're ride or die for Lisa Ryder Barron.
She's a whiz, it's Liz Sarthy.
Always killing it, it's Lola Alkalani.
The incredible edible Matthews sisters.
She eases our woes, it's Melissa St. Rose.
We're on the floor with Molly Dorsett.
Give him hell, Miss Noel.
There's a chance of meatballs, it's Rebecca Cloud.
She's the queen bee, it's Sarah Lemke.
Shannon, out of a cannon, Anthony. Let's take off with Tamla Plain.
It's always a good time when you're wasting time with Bravo.
She ain't no shrinking Violet Kuchar. We love you guys.
If you like Watch What Crappens, you can listen ad-free right now by joining Wondery Plus in the Wondery app or on Apple Podcasts. Prime members can listen ad-free on Amazon Music. Before you go, tell us about yourself by filling out a short survey at wondery.com/survey.